Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Midnight Garden with Mudtoe Sasquatch, the Uncommon Shaman.
Okay, here I am. How are you doing tonight? Coming to you from this sports bar. Oh, God, it's Roosters. Roosters Sports Bar. They'll come and then Blog Talk will come along and find me later. I don't know. What do they do? I don't know. I'll have to ask Iggy. But anyway, that's where I am. And I'm here because they have free Wi-Fi. And so far, it's the only place that I've found that has free Wi-Fi. It's still open at midnight. So I've caught you up on that. I say that about every week. Anyway, welcome to the show. I am Mudtoe Sasquatch. This is the Midnight Garden. And I invite you to sit with me here between the... I settled on what there was going to be this week. Oh, it was the white asparagus and the purple potatoes. See what I did there? Put a color on each one of them. I've never had white asparagus. I have had purple potatoes, and they were quite tasty. But I'll try my best here to compete with the Jim Croce going on the jukebox. And the crowd noise, not so bad tonight. So hopefully I will be able to concentrate through this period of 30 minutes that we'll be together. Pretty good night to do this show. I don't have to be up very early in the morning. My work doesn't start until 3 in the afternoon. 3 to 8, not too bad for Saturday. Saturday is the only really bad time to work at our little shoe shop. It's very hectic, and all of the rude people seem to come out on Saturdays. The ones who believe that the retail workers exist to serve them and them alone. It's not very pleasant. But I had asked, because usually I end up working about 7 or 8 hours on Saturdays. Usually it's like a Friday and Saturday. I work pretty long shifts, which is good for the pocketbook, but not so good for the psychology. Friday is okay to get through. As I say, it's a long shift, but it's not so busy. Pulling an 8-hour shift on a Saturday, you almost need to take 3 days to recover, and I seldom have that much. I usually end up, like, every Friday, I work just about every Saturday, and now I'm competing with the music. I work every Friday, I work every Saturday, and I work every other Sunday, pretty much. So, I mean, you shift because I work 3 or 4 days a week, so I have weekend days to get my daily business done. But things like, you know, most events that I might like to go to happen on Saturdays. So it's not it's not a schedule that I'm crazy about, but I'm kind of stuck with it at the moment. Although my supervisor did, I asked her about maybe cutting see if she could get more people involved on Saturdays and cutting the shifts back a little bit, just because it is such a zoo on Saturdays. And this week she actually did it. I'm working 5 hours instead of the usual 8, but then just got my schedule for next week, and I'm back to 8 hours again. So a temporary victory, I guess. Oh, gracious. I hope they go back to some quieter music later. I know, this is horrible for you guys to listen to, because it's very difficult for me to keep my mind focused, but I'll come back and do this because it's... it's I can get some of these things that that Chief Iggy has given me to use in the show. I can't use it when I'm doing it from on my phone at home. I can only do it from the computer, and I'm internet at home, at least not at the present moment. So these are the compromises we have to make, I guess. But anyway, I don't know. Yeah, it's also talk about. I don't want this whole show to revolve around my schedule at work, but it has so far. So why don't we just keep going with it? I try to get home, meaning home to where my parents live, once every other week. First of all, because I do like to see them while I have while I have the chance. I don't want to be maudlin about it, but that is the case. But it gets difficult now that things are getting busy at the college again. I've been getting called there to do what I do there, which is working with medical students. They give me a list of symptoms to fake, basically, and the medical student has to figure out what's wrong with me. That's a lot of fun to do, and I would love to do time, but there's not enough hours. I can't. There isn't anything in the summer, and there's not much over Christmas and that sort of thing. But my manager at the shoe place has agreed to fit the schedules together, and I have my first big event. Not next week, but the following week, I have a 3-day event. So I feel bad about since she's been good enough to let me have the event, I feel bad about asking for more. At least for a little while. Now, that's not just this coming week, but next week. This coming week, I had 2 days off, which I could have used to run down there, but they're having some carpet cleaning done. It's like tearing up the carpet. They're like getting it. Actually, I think it's being replaced. They're tearing up some carpet and putting it down, and the house is going to be a mess. My mom's not going to be able to cook, and yada, yada, yada. So I'm sort of on the horns of a dilemma. If I don't go this week, I may not be able to go next week because of the 3 days I have to work at OSU. One very quickly becomes a slave to the schedule. You made certain commitments, and one wants to live up to one's commitments. But at the same time, you have things you want to do with your life, and reached a point in my life where I feel like I ought to be able to do those things, but because of bad choices that I've made, I am not able to. I will probably not be able to for some time, if at all. Oh my God, that music is annoying. It has to make it worse for you guys, and I'm sorry. Now, just to me, I don't know how well you can hear it, but it's like I sat as far away from the speakers as I could, and I'm still, it's just coming right at me, and I can't. Damn, it's hard to talk through it. What else do I want to talk about? I'm having some more issues with my piece of technology here too. This laptop. I'm noticing that I get I charge up the battery so I can bring it to do things, or sometimes I take it along with me to places that I know have internet during the day, so I can use my laptop there. The internet at the mall where I work kind of really qualify, but I can. There are different places. I know I'm going to be going by a library, or if I'm eating someplace that has internet, or I can get onto my laptop and get my daily business done. But I'm noticing this is what happens to all old pieces of technology. The battery life has started to creep downwards, so I can't. I want to get on here early and make sure that the show was programmed properly. That's what happened last week, by the way. Somehow I didn't get the right button pushed, I have to go in and tell Blog Talk that I'm going to do the show and when I'm going to do it. And evidently the information didn't get transmitted and the show didn't get set up, so I couldn't do the show. And so I need to get on and make sure that everything was set the way it needed to be. and maybe pick out some of these cool sound effects that that Iggy has given me to use, and make a little plan, you know, make do a little bit of production value, make the show a little bit snazzier, you know, than me just trying to here. So, but without the battery life, I was able to do it very quickly. I did check, okay, that's good. Then I had to turn the computer off until just before showtime, so that I could, make sure that it would last through the 30 minutes. And that's kind of, you know, it's starting to get close to where I won't be able to do this anymore. I'm going to have to think of another alternative, or just do the show on the phone all the time. Technology aggravates me. It really does. I really think that for the wonderful reputation that it has, and for what everybody really seems to think and say of technology and how it has revolutionized our lives, and it has, I'm just not sure it's for the better. And I learned a fancy graduate school term. It's Luddite. It stands for someone who is against the use of technology. I am not against the use of technology. I would like to when the technology works the way it's supposed to, because in my experience that doesn't happen too terribly often. Someone I'd posted that on my Facebook once. I said sometime in my life I would love to have a piece of technology that works the way it's supposed to. And her comment was, "What about your ATM card?" My ATM card often works the way it's supposed to, but not always. And of course, it would given a little bit of intelligent guessing, it would work just as well for someone else as it works for me, and that's kind of disconcerting. I don't actually have an ATM card. They give you a debit card now. I don't know. I think they don't. I'm not sure they even do ATM cards now. I just want to give you the debit card and send you out there. And then, of course, the government's getting ready to tax the debit cards. So that'll be a fun thing for everybody. Because they want to tack on a $1 fee or something for every time you use your debit card, which makes it a whole lot more expensive to use. Seems like that's a thing that happens whenever something comes along that benefits people. We have to overtake it in some way, but that benefit is reduced or actually erased. No, does that sound too paranoid to you? I see it happen around me all the time. That's whether it's through fees or taxes or regulation. Certainly I wouldn't say that we need to have a country or a world without regulation, but it seems that the regulation is more often directed at protecting the people and institutions that are in place now rather than improving the lives of ordinary people. I had a good example in my head, and now it's gone because somebody dropped a glass. what was I was thinking? Oh, I said, we do a lot. Well, not we. Chief Iggy and some other members of his group are very much into urban farming. And you see more and more stuff about this. I do anyway on Facebook and in other places where you grow your own food. And the traditional farmers have a great deal of contempt for this. My feeling is not at the point yet where it's any sort of serious threat to them. And I think that if urban farming ever became a serious threat to conventional farmers, what would happen is they would go to the government because they still have a lot of money and a lot of influence. That wouldn't be directly, they wouldn't say you can't do it anymore. They'd say something like, well, it's farming of food. It's just too important to let just anybody do it. It has to be someone who's trained to produce food. And so they'll say you have to have a license to be able to farm. And the license will be expensive. And you'll also have to take some sort of government-approved training that will be very expensive. And so only the corporate, even could even shut out the family-owned farmers, traditional farmers. It could be only the corporate farmers who would have the wherewithal to continue to do business. And so this this activity, which Chief Iggy believes and I believe, is going to become more and more important over the over the years and decades to come, will be endangered by those who want to protect the old ways. So now I've contradicted myself, because I was saying before, I was mourning before, maybe not on this show, but in other shows I know I have mourned before the loss of the old ways. And I don't, certainly I'm not, I don't want to stand in the way of a good idea. I just think that what oftentimes is presented as progress is nothing more than this sort of sweep away the old kind of thing that happens. Oh, that's yesterday. We don't look at that. Here's a new thing with green lights instead of red lights. You know, it's new. It's a iPhone 9. It's got this button here instead of that button there. Oh, that's new. I want that. Whereas talk about a new concept. Whereas, I mean, smartphones were a new concept at one time. Now, they're certainly not new now. It's actually a very mature technology. Cell phones haven't changed a whole hell of a lot in the last. Camera technology has been changing, but the actual, I mean, they're becoming less and less of a phone. And I kind of want, a phone. And I don't want to, the camera part of it doesn't interest me so much. But the extraterrestrial communication, talking to people on the internet in any part of the world. Okay, yeah, that's kind of cool. But I mean, those of us who really just want a phone have to be a slave to that? And evidently the answer is yes. Because that's the way it works. That's progress, and that's capitalism. And we just have to keep the new always has to, in capitalism, the new because in capitalism, if your company is not forever expanding, it's a failure if it's not expanding anymore. And that's problematic because we live in a finite universe. We live in a universe of limits. I mean, that limits to kind of define who we are and what we do. But to be considered a success, you have to defy limits. And one way to do that, well, I mean, you're constantly expanding into other areas. That's why the National Football League wants to go to Mexico and England, places where they really don't, I mean, probably doesn't meet their sort of market strategies. Not like anything like the marketing they do in the States, but they have to go somewhere else. They sucked up all the dollars they can suck up here. They finally put their two teams in Los Angeles. Evidently, St. Louis isn't someplace anybody wants to be because the Rams left there. Evidently, San Diego isn't someplace anybody wants to be because the Chargers left there. I mean, you got the teams like Buffalo, and I hate to say it, but Cincinnati, that really ought to be going someplace else, aren't. And so, I mean, what do? Everything's sort of locked up. If you want to continue to become bigger and faster and stronger, you have to expand into another area. And even whether, whether they want you or not. And I guess they probably want them. But and the fact that the players have to go to another country to play, have to go over, in the case of England, have to go to another, go across an ocean to play, is of no consequence. They need to do. So this is where progress brings us. progress is no, or at least in the context of capitalism, of predatory capitalism, there's no. God damn, that music's annoying. I would have left here a long time ago if I wasn't here doing this. That is just too freaking loud. But I've talked at least two restaurateurs who just swear by the concept of just playing the music as loud as they possibly can. That's what you do. You turn the loud music as loud up as loud as people can stand, and that's supposed to be good for some reason. And we break down. He'd sneak over and turn it back up. I don't know. Took a sip of Coke there. I had a trying to keep the calories in check because I already ate dinner. And, you know, I feel bad about just sitting here at the table and just sipping on Coke and not getting anything else and stealing their Wi-Fi. So I think if I buy something to eat, I feel like I'm not stealing it. So I had a Caesar salad. So relatively good. You know, I didn't get wings or a pizza or anything like that. I just got a salad to purify my body. Although I have no idea where the ingredients came from, so I guess I don't know. I mean, it's a salad. It's not obviously harmful. So I will just consider that a victory and move on. Not very many people in here anymore. Probably really wouldn't need to have that music quite so loud, but I am surrounded by sports on television, but I don't think any of them are turned up. I certainly can't hear any of them. I think there is one live game on now. Who is it? So it's the Indians are playing. They must be out on the West Coast. Because everything else is sports news or sports documentaries. Gosh, that's become a big business, hasn't it? The sports news 24 hours a day. You say, well, how can you possibly talk about sports for 24 hours a day? Yes, hence the problem. You can't. And really, you can't. Even if you can't talk about world news 24 hours a day, and they can't, how can you possibly talk about one segment of it, which is sports? But anyway, okay, how many of these things have I covered? All these things I don't like. I think I'm supposed to be dealing with how I can approach my problems in an upbeat way. How I can look for the lesson to be learned. I don't know. I haven't been in a lesson learning mood here just lately. Although my physical therapy is going well. So I'm learning a lesson there. I'm learning how to exercise to strengthen my back. Which is not quite what I'd expected. I'm actually exercising to strengthen my arms and legs because that you get to your back in that way. So you don't, I kind of figured it would be tricky, but to try and stretch your back, because that's how I got in trouble, was I stretched my back too far. So you don't work your back, you work your arms and your legs. And they had me working out with a purple elastic band, which I tie around my knees. You open the knees up and close them, open the knees up and close them. You tie the band to the doorknob and you pull it back, you know, like just like in, I don't know, where else do you do exercises like that? And they had me working with a big exercise ball, and I have that up against the wall, and I can keep my back straight, and I'm demonstrating these with my hands as I'm talking to you, which is what I'm doing. I'm doing like knee bends with my back up against this ball, and it's rolling up and down this so I can keep my back straight while I do the knee bends. But I don't have one. I've been looking for one to use at home, but I have not been able to find one. I think they might be out of season because I want to get a cheap one. I don't want to get an $89 ball that has Nike or Adidas on it, and when I could go to Kmart, or not Kmart. I guess there are still Kmarts, the Walmart or whatever, and get a much more economical implement. And I am intentionally skipping over the whole Nike mess because I whatever they want to do. You know, it's not. I'm not crazy about the not standing up for the anthem. As it might surprise you, but I'm not crazy about that. People not standing up for the anthem and not standing up for the flag, but that is their right to do it. And I'm not crazy about people threatening to fire people or burn down their houses or burn down their tennis shoes for disagreeing with them. So that's where I stand on that. And you see, then I could say that, and then I would just get endless arguments from both sides. And I don't want endless arguments. I just want to say, this is where I am. The guy wants to do it. It's his privilege. And if Nike wants to make an ad of him, that's they've been selling tennis shoes for years. If they think that's the way they ought to go, I think I'd probably put my money on them. And then you can't even get sort of the symptomatic of the way things are today. You can't even get a straight answer about whether this is actually going well for Nike or not well for Nike. Which is really too early to know. But you see very mixed reviews. Some suggest that you see some posts on Facebook that say that Nike's stock has gone down to -3. Other ones say there's the highest it's ever been. So who do you believe? This is the world we've created. It's the media that we've created. We don't take the responsibility of assuring or at least investigating the truth of what we read. So it's the people who put it up there now are concerned less about truth and more about making a splash. And wow, I like this song, but it's way too loud. God, I don't think I can come here anymore. I keep saying that, and then I keep coming here. I just went. I went to play that music, and I play that intro that Iggy made up for me, and I can't do it from home. So maybe it's just a matter of I wanted to wait. My latest plan is to wait until and put the internet back on in my apartment, because after Christmas I will have some cash. And I can take care of the cashy things that need to be taken care of. I get this thing that he made for me, that Iggy made for me here. Just a quick thing here. Hold on.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com. Now back to the Midnight Garden.
I kind of like that. I'd like to have to add some sort of production values for the show. He's got all kinds of sound effects here. Wait a minute.
You must feel the force around you.
How about this one? That was a little weird. That's the other thing. Of course, maybe we're going the wrong way in that. Here's a good one.
Do or do not. There is no try.
See, if I had full access to that all the time, I might just be hitting the sound effects of the whole show and not saying anything. It'd be the Mud Toe sound effects show. And there's my 90-second warning. So I have managed to sludge my way through this. I'm going to guess that I'm going to be back at home on my phone for my next show. The process will be less disjointed, and I will be back to my usual form of ingenious commentary. I want to thank you for listening. And I hope you join me again next week, and have a pleasant good evening.